On April 8, 2009, Maine DMR hosted a meeting at the Rockland Ferry Terminal about scallops. Their proposed rule would close areas within each scalloping zone. At this meeting, Tog Braun of Maine DMR is discussing the concept with fishermen, and eventually they begin working on maps she has provided to come up with these zones.
Can everybody please take a seat? Make sure you signed in. Grab yourself some coffee. We're going to get started. There'll be people coming in, but... I'll say right off the bat, if any of you wouldn't mind, if you have thoughts after the meeting, I'm going to be putting all the notes from all of these meetings together and giving them to the Scallop Advisory Council. But I would like all of your impressions. I mean, I'm going to be talking a lot and not being able to capture everything, and obviously I'll have my own biases but what I hear. So please feel free to email me either what you thought was important or summaries or something else that you thought of after the meeting. We might as well get right started. My name is Tog Braun. I administer the Scallop Advisory Council. I work at the Department of Marine Resources. We are all here and aware that we've had some pretty major changes in scallop management over the past year. The DMR, the SAC, and the legislature all want proactive changes to try to do something to bring the resource back. We've held 11 meetings between September of 11 Scallop Advisory Council meetings between September of 2007 and February of 2009. A lot of different ideas were debated. And the ideas varied with geography and with gear type and a number of other factors. I mean, there were guys that came and said, there's one simple solution. If you just do this, you know, you'll never have a problem again. And then the guy next to him would say, that's ridiculous. That'll never work. It's the job of the department and the SAC to look at all the ideas that have come forth and weigh a number of different factors, including the health of the resource, the needs of the industry, the evidence of success of various types of management, and DMR's capabilities in terms of administration, monitoring, and enforcement. These meetings that we're having here tonight are a result of that consideration. As I mentioned, we had 18 months of debate. We had a long list of things that we considered. I think it was last January, Dave Little, I think, was the one that said, you know, we should not be ruling anything out until we put all of the ideas on the table. We had a huge list. We went down through them. We prioritized some as things that we should really get into. We tabled others to look at to get some data before we could decide, and we dismissed some others out of hand. Closures are the one thing that had the broadest support between industry, science, and management, and that's why we're here today. The department has said that we're not going to open up the fishery unless we have substantial conservation closures established. I want you to eliminate anything from your mind about the closures that we've had thus far. Some of the guys last night were suggesting that we just keep the ones that we had for the second part of the season. We'd be willing to consider that, but we are under the impression that you guys would actually prefer smaller closures, and we're willing to hear what you have to say. When you're thinking about closures, please keep the requirements and the attributes in mind. We won't consider any closures unless they meet the requirements, and we would prefer that they meet the attributes list as well. Some folks have said, well, closures aren't going to work because there are areas that have been effectively closed for years and they haven't come back. And we say, well, possibly they won't work, but there's a difference between effectively closed and